Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Idea Lab from The Entrepreneur Experiment by me, Gary Fox. That's a bit of a mouthful. Coming at you a day late this week as we had other stuff going on, real life and real business happening as well. So apologies for the day late. I'm sure some of you were heartbroken. I'm sure some of you didn't care. As long as you get your ideas once a week, that's all that matters. We're coming up on rapidly on Christmas, very conscious of that. So I'm going to keep the episodes and the Idea Labs very short, snappy, so you can just get prepared for 2021, just get some ideas, get them going. So I'm in the middle of planning 2021. I'm going to talk about that at the end. Keep an eye out this Thursday. We've Hannah Moore, the founder of LA Pacific Toothpaste. Absolutely incredible interview with Hannah. She's a very, very impressive founder. The speed at which she works will inspire a huge amount of people because I know a lot of you guys are starting something now. She can show you what you can do in a very, very short space of time. She only launched last year. She's already in Boots, Amazon, her own website, and a couple more as well. So it's, and her brand is so well known in such short space of time. So it's a huge amount to learn today. Straight in with the episode. The five trends we're going to set to explore in 2021. And the five trends I believe are going to explode in 2021. I've talked about some of these before. If you'll know, if you're a regular listener, you'll hear these back. That's because I don't chop and change. I try to keep consistent with what I'm talking about here because I genuinely do believe in what I'm talking about. I don't chop and change just for clicks or views or anything like that. What I talk about is something I do believe in, and either they're areas that I'm actively pursuing myself, or they're areas friends of mine are pursuing, or they're areas I have some level of insight into. First of all, delivery. 2020 was the year e-commerce finally jumped on, I think 4 years. Someone said, oh, we've been dropped in 2024. I think it's further than that. I think we've been dropped way further in the future. Everybody is online shopping. That's the easy part, relatively so. It's not that hard to make a Shopify store. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, go and check that out right now. Everyone should have an online presence. I don't really care what you're doing. You should have a website, at least, at the very minimum. I always remember that guy back home in Nina, who said to me, no one's ever going to buy a Mars bar online, lads. And I keep him in my mind as an example of an ignorant person who just didn't get it back then. We were doing a school project way back in the day for the Young Entrepreneur competition, which we got to the final of. But I always remember him saying that to me, and it just served as fuel. And I still think there's people that think like that. You need an online presence. I don't care what kind of business you are. You have to have some, even if it's just your opening hours, a photo of what you do. You have to have some, because first place people go to find out anything about you is Google. You know, even if they hear about you from a friend, first place they go is Google. So you need some sort of online presence. That's not a trend I'm talking about. I'm talking about delivery. I'm assuming everyone who listens to this has some sort of online presence. Even personally, you should always have a personal website as well. So selling online, I think we're past that now. Everyone gets that you need to be selling online. The next part is delivery. How are you getting your product to your consumers? That is a choke point for a lot of people. On Post are absolutely snowed under. I was talking to the postman last week. They're working 7 days a week. And he says, in the warehouse, they're literally stacked to the roof with parcels. That's only going to get worse. It's only going to get more popular. So how are you getting the product to the customer? There's massive opportunities in what I call what everyone calls the last mile, from the last mile of getting it to someone's house. So how are people actually physically getting your product? Is it by courier? Is it by, you know, on Post? Are you doing it yourself? But there's going to be massive opportunities in this. And there's some really cool companies already operating in this space. Look at Mana from Bobby Healy, their drone company. They're doing live trials in Oranmore now. Google them after this, after you listen to this. You can see them delivering like pints of milk in Oranmore. He's some man for the PR. Superb stuff. He did a live demo there during the web summer recently. Really, really impressive stuff. So the last mile, Amazon are trying out these bots called Scout. They look like little boxes, little cooler boxes on wheels. The delivery is put in. It goes in GPS to your house. It texts you when it's outside. And it's like, Gary, your package is outside the gate. Come out and get it. So like, there's all sorts of opportunities in the last mile of delivery. What could you do in the last mile? Is there something you can offer in the last mile of delivery? Maybe it's in a new solution for people that live in apartment blocks. How do they get their packages? If there's not a concierge, they're going to get the sorry, we missed you note, or their neighbors are going to get tormented. So maybe there's an opportunity there. delivery is going to be an area that's going to completely transform. I think a lot of it's going to be automated, but there's still going to have to be some level of human interaction to get the package into someone's hands. Second one, gig economy. No one's going to have a job for 30 years anymore. It's just not happening. Even if you start a business, you're probably going to pivot that business a couple of times during that business's lifetime. So no one's going to have a job for 30 years. The gig economy is going to take over everything, I think, in some form or another. There's a great Irish company called Gigable. They were actually on the podcast. Go back and check that out. Their founder was on the podcast. I think time has lost all relevancy. It could have been this year. It could have been last year. I think it was this year. Go back and search for Gigable in my archive. Incredible story. Basically, they're hooking up people who need gig workers or people who need a gig job. Very simple, but they're building a massive platform. Gig economy. I think companies are going to, if you're watching on YouTube, you can just see this little furry head of my dog just appearing every couple of minutes as he's demanding attention. I think work is going to become more like how a film is shot. So if you know how a film is shot, basically you put a team together for that film. You put, you know, you get your director, you get your director of photography, you get your cast, obviously you get your suppliers. They're not employed, they're contractors. And I think that's how a lot of big companies will actually do projects going forward. You'll put a rock star, I hate that name, sorry, a superstar team together for one project. Project ends, they may disband or they may move on to a new project within your business, but they won't be employees. And that's the fact. And if you can get your head around that now, both as from an employee point of view, going, okay, I can't rely on anyone for the next 30 years to look after me here. What am I going to do? If you can get your head around that, and you can also get your head around, well, there's massive opportunities here if I just view things from that perspective. Other examples of, he's literally pulling my sleeve, other examples of websites you can use in the gig economy, Fiverr, which everyone knows, you kind of know it as, oh, I'll get a cheap logo done on Fiverr, but that's expanding into much more. There's pretty much every service you want. The one I use is Upwork. The standard of people on Upwork is absolutely superb. I found my podcast editor on Upwork, the person who does all my graphic design. She works with me on every single project I do now. She does all my branding. I found her on Upwork as well, and she's based in Serbia. So like the caliber of people you can get, and this is only going to be exploded more by the rise in home working and remote working. People will be able to work from everywhere, and that's only going to give you a higher pool of people to choose from. So I think gig economy and remote work, the two kind of run in together, massive. Third trend, businesses for sale. This is a bit of a sad one. Sadly, there's going to be a massive amount of businesses that go out of business in 2020 and 2021. That's the bad news. We all have to deal with that. I'm coping with something similar myself. I'm pivoting my business. But it's how you view it. Some people will have been running the business for 30, 40 years, and they're like, you know what? I couldn't be bothered anymore. I've kind of made my money. I just want an exit. I want to leave, and I want to do something else, or I want to pursue something else. There's going to be opportunities here for people to buy businesses. When we think of an entrepreneur, we think of someone who starts something from scratch. And that's kind of something I've been blinkered to a little bit myself. I think I always think of, oh, from scratch, you know, from the ground up. But actually, what it could be is buying someone out of their business. And there's all sorts of deals you can do in terms of, if you're smart, in terms of an earn out. So you can put up maybe, let's say the price is 100 grand, just for easy maths. You can put up 50 grand and then you can do a 10,000 euro earn out of the profits every quarter or every month, or depending on how much cash the business is turning over. That's just a very basic, simple example. There's ways of structuring deals like that. You can also get loans. It's much more prevalent in the US where there's all sorts of small business loans, but I think here is going to become more common as well. I think there's opportunities there in terms of going to buy businesses that are already established. There's a huge amount of benefit to that. You have the goodwill associated with the business, assuming it's a good business and he's not an absolute cowboy. You've all the systems that have already been figured out in that business. You've all the supplier relationships that have already been figured out in that business. You have some sort of customer base, you would hope. So there's a lot of positives there. Now, obviously, there's going to be negatives that they wouldn't be selling, but if you can approach it from a very calm, rational point of view, whereby you're able to look at a set of books and go, yes, there is potential here, or you have skill sets that you can bring to this. And one of the biggest ones from my point of view is when I look at businesses is, how can you bring this into 2021? as in it might be a business that was started 30, 40 years ago, they're probably still using. You'd be shocked at how many businesses are still using systems that designed in the 1980s and 1970s. Some businesses still use checks. As shocking as that is, they're going out with the wind now, but some businesses still only use bank transfers. Some businesses still only handle cash, don't do online payments, don't do contactless. That's accelerated in the last 6 months the other way, but you'd be surprised. So there is massive efficiencies you can bring into a business with your current modern skill set. There's also, I think, an opportunity into making it easy to buy a business. It's quite hard and it's quite opaque and it's quite like, oh, where do you even start? In the States, there's a lot of great websites that act as a middleman. So they'll help you. They'll verify the accounts of the business. They'll act as a middleman and go, yes, these are verified accounts. We have gone in. Now, obviously, you're going to pay a percentage on this, but I think there's an opportunity here in Ireland to professionalize the transfer of businesses. It's still very hard and difficult to transfer businesses between people. So I think if you could set up a business or a service that would make it easier to buy and sell businesses, I think there's something massive there. Fourth one, personalized healthcare. I'm holding up my hand. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm holding up my hand and you can see my Whoop band. Personalized healthcare. I would be all over this trend if I had the finances or the medical background. I think this one is going to be absolutely huge. I think in the next 5 years, we'll all have, everyone will be wearing something like this because either your health insurance will incentivize it, which they're already starting to do, or simply it'll be tuned into your doctor. You'll get a report once a week going, hey, Gary, yes, you're doing well this week. Your vital signs are in the top 20% range of where you need to be. Like every day I wake up, my Whoop gives me a little report going, you slept for X hours. That's in the percentage you are X percent recovered, and tells me today how much I'm recovered for that day. It's incredibly powerful. And then it helps to create good habits of, well, I didn't sleep very well last night. Okay, I better get to bed a bit earlier tonight. I better eat a bit better today. And that trickle down effect of good habits helps you. I think personalized healthcare is going to be huge in the next 5 to 10 years. I think there'll be all sorts of wellness clinics and longevity clinics. I think a lot of people, now this is on the edge, this is the bleeding edge. This is the 1 to 5% of people who are extremely forward thinking and the people who are looking and going, okay, how can I extend my life? How can I make my life better? We're going to live longer. We need to live a little bit healthier. There's no point living to 100 if you're going to be miserable for the last 20 years. I think people are now looking at that. And that's the 1 to 2 to 5% of people who are way ahead of the curve in terms of looking at this and exploring different diets and exploring different exercise routines and different hot and cold exposure methods. They're the people that will become mainstream in the next 5 to 10 years. So look to what they're doing and look to what areas they're looking at. The fifth trend we're looking at, I'm going to have a little quick sip of coffee because I can. I also have a tendency to speak way too fast. The fifth point we're talking at, thinking local / self-sufficiency. So this ties into points 1, 2, and 3 above. The last year has shown us that we're incredibly reliant. Excuse me. We're incredibly reliant as a country on other countries. Obviously, we're a small island nation. We have to be reliant on people for other things, but it shows how reliant we are, how exposed we are. A lot of the big retailers and a lot of the big suppliers operated JIT, a just-in-time ordering system, whereby things are coming in just the exact right time they need them. They're holding very low stock levels. If you went to Aldi or Lidl, they're holding just enough for that day or the day after. So if there is a run on things, we all remember toilet roll gate 2020. We all remember the massive spike there was. That just shows you how exposed our supply system can be. I think there's going to be a massive trend, and this is already happening, towards self-sufficiency and buying local. This is a great trend. Love this trend. I think people have realized that we do have a huge amount of stuff local that we can buy, a huge amount of local suppliers, especially food and produce like that. People are now looking local where the opportunities are here. Obviously become a local supplier. I also think there's an opportunity in the middle. I love middleman businesses. They're the perfect kind of business. I think there's an opportunity in the middle to connect the producer, who often mightn't have the digital savvy or the skills to get their product in front of the right consumers at the right time. I think there's an idea here around becoming a digital country market, as in you connect the producers with the people who want it, and then factor in some sort of delivery idea that we talked about earlier. there's something there in that. I also expect 2021 people to be holidaying more in Ireland as well. I expect, we saw this during last summer, I think people are going to be very shy and slow to get on another plane. So I think that is going to be different. I think it's going to be very, very different. So that is it. I have a sixth bonus trend, which is only going to be available in my newsletter. So go to the newsletter. What a cliffhanger. It's a bonus trend, and I think it's an area that there is going to be massive growth in. It's an area I've struggled with myself, and it's an area I know if I'm struggling with, a lot of people are. Just from talking to my friends and other people, this is an area that's causing people a lot of stress and strain and problems. And where there's stress and strain and problems, there's a lot of money. That is the Idea Lab for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back on Thursday with my long-form interview with Hannah Moore, the founder of LA Pacific. I will see you then.